Life's spark. The spark to wander, catch, and seize, and hold this light. Yes, yes. To try so eager, and it can't be snatched, so hands they gently open up and spread their fingers. Let it come and let it float upon the vulnerable palm of soul. There is a jar with hints of berry fragrance, so you put it in, maybe, for a short while. Yes, do not run, but carry it. A fragile dance of flames and nights, a tender force of butterflies. This is attempt to break the laws of unmoved universe against what time ends. How it moves in pulse perforce, squeezed teeth together, no tone will slip. It will a plaintive cry. A concentrated concept will, where there is light, there's shadow, and where there is shadow, must be light. To feel a racing pain inside the tightly tensed white knuckles, clenching glass, to be so full of longing, this warm spot of flutter may be wiped, and will, and is. The depth derived, the grip too firm, as if this is the hand of a superwoman, superman, but super is denied, immortal. But the wanting to so badly keep the spark, a ray or nest of rest, and it is not in anyone's ability, no light. When eyes are tired, full of tears, and fingers cover up in angry shaking, and in tired aching, and in quiet breaking. Then you feel, you open up the jar, the tiny wings of light fly, settle on your skin, sink in. Deep down you loosen up and write. Where to begin? This is a memory. This is a truth. This is
a question racing in my veins. If my love matters, where will it then be when I have died? Will it be part of stardust? Will it sleep in iron's aeons, molecules and particles? Will it be pure, an energy, a memory? Or will my love be for eternity? What does matter mean? It matters now. And who says now is less important than tomorrow or forever? Time is what we humans still cannot make any sense of, only in our narrowed tunnel of veiled observation, a presumption. When love matters, is of no importance. For it does. It shapes how I perceive the world and emanate. My conscience speaks. It is creator, art, and artist. My death will not wipe it out. It mattered, matters, and it will. Right then, right now.
Strip me. Try to strip me. Only on my invitation. Eat me. while I feed on my own heart, and poison will run through your veins. When I die young, small, scattered. I'm not here to let you mull me what is vulnerable wound. This is inherently upon myself strung. There's no stripping. Tip now over, under, bow. So we're on equal footing, or in any other case, now go. I'm wearing love. No matter what you strip down, love exudes. And love says, though a well which flows through, still you're not allowed to come in, harm me. There's a shield of cautious fury, energy. I taste your boundaries and olives follow mercury. Lick mine. There's cress and Janus. Life, doors open, close, beginning, ending, birth. Don't try to trade respect for yours by a denial of my own. An acorn knows another acorn. And what scribbles do. I love potential, yet not more than my own peace of soul. Life, commitment. I commit myself, my mind, to learning, writing, sewing. Planting seeds of what is in the inner side of life and me and things. And watch them, seedlings. Maybe daisies, rosemary, a birch tree, filling gardens. Slow and steady. Seed means growth. My retrogression marathons. The slow slug rub on stone across the freckles of brown moss and skating on a lake find their reflection in a step upon a tiny green. The rush to sunlight, drinking, drinking, sudden night frost, effervescent bloom, love's journal, journey, mission. Variations, outbreaks, givings, needs. What life permits. I don't desire racing, winning, what? I want commitment of myself to exploration. In the hours which stretch my soul thin, you may see through, pin down my tears, believing I am failing in a line, a necklace, silvery kin. And in these hours, I begin. No. Ending. It's a promise made in nothing close to heaven. Concrete on my feet, I sink and sleep. Above the miles of water, under, I can dream. Time passes, pauses, presses on. The seconds seem to grow. No, I am waiting. I am able to commit myself to a reintroduction. Re-befriending, a renewal, while I hardly recognize who I was, have been, am. I am in flux. I feel the pain of feeling drawn to be a constant where there is still no magic formula for what a life should be and is and will be. Life is opposite to always. Mutates, transmits, transforms tiny bits of splinters. This is me, a mosaic. I love my colors, rainbow. I may cut my skin, am bleeding on sharp edges while I acquiesce in the rehearsal of a voice which emanates in images, metaphors, suck the red, think, Iron Man, go on. This is me. Nothing else. Committed. Mosaic.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.